Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Jen Twin. It's already Friday the 16th, I think, of September. And I'm overdue a fish tank update, next step. So we've had quite a few goings on over the week. Last weekend, we did a water change. I'm not entirely sure that it was necessary, but, then again, it didn't do any harm. So the water change is between 10% and 25% of water. It's not that much really. I think we only changed about 10% of the water. I always wonder how you change the water in a fish tank. But yeah, it's just that siphon thing that you do, and that we got. So you siphon the water off into a bucket, and then you have to put water back in. But before you put water in, because tap water contains chlorine, or at least here in the UK, so there's some little there's some drops that you can get, and that makes it safe for the fish. They're also good if a fish is unwell. They're called stress coat, I think. So they give the fish a sort of an extra coat so it can. I'm not entirely sure how it works. It just says on the bottle that it's also sort of an acute, like a medicine for fish. But anyway, it makes the water safe. So you have to put the requisite number of drops in before you put the water back in the tank. So we did that. And then on Monday, I was due to go back to the fish shop with a water sample. I had noticed that, we had quite a bit of algae growth. So the back wall was definitely looking like there was sort of a fur of green-brown on it, and the front was looking a bit dirty. And also we have one plant that had grown like absolutely mad. Luckily it's a pretty one, but it grows really quickly. It's amazing, actually. I've noticed when I've had the light off during the week, because it's been so sunny and hot. Obviously, if you can't have the tank in direct sunlight anyway, because otherwise you just encourage the algae growth. But that plant, you can really sort of see it was leaning that day. It had started leaning towards the light source, so where the most light was coming from. It was leaning in that direction. And then if you switch the aquarium light on again, it then starts going straight up again. So after a week, it had grown to the top of the tank. So it grows really, really fast. And there was one more plant that was looking a little bit manky. It was a bit brown, the leaves were brown. So it looked like it wasn't very happy. So anyway, I'd taken enough pictures of the aquarium, thankfully. So I was supposed to take a water sample along to get tested. I mean, my test kids hadn't shown up anything. I tested about, I don't know, three times the last week, and as far as I could see, everything was fine. So no dangerous ammonia in there. In the shop, they've got more accurate testing methods. So took a water sample along, and sure enough, the man goes, you've got a bit too much nitrite in your tank. So, I mean, if the water had been fine, they would have given me six fish. But since the nitrite levels were a little bit high already, he said he only wants to give me three, which is fine. So we do it a bit more gently. So we're puzzled why the levels were so high. He said, well, as for the algae growth, he said not to leave the light on for more than 6 to 8 hours a day, because otherwise there's too much light. He said that plant that's growing so much, he said, yes, it does that, but that's quite nice. but he said you can just cut that off, you know, it'll keep growing. The one that looked a bit manky, he said, insert long Latin name here, those ones, he said, you can just take it out, cut all the leaves off, stick it back in, you know, at some point it'll come back and it'll be healthy. He said, you know, you don't know where you got it from. It might be slightly different water, so it's not quite that happy. The other thing is, so this is my fault. It's just because the fish always look so hungry. And obviously because we've got the gerbils, so we've got to feed them every day. But the fish, I sort of fed them at least once a day, and they seem to be quite happy eating more than that as well. So some days I think I gave them something twice a day as well. So it did say that you're not supposed to feed them that much, so that was all my fault. So that could be why there was maybe extra food, or they pooed too much or whatever, and that's what raised the nitrite levels. So anyway, he said feed them only every other day, because they eat the algae as well, so that's gonna help keep the tank a bit cleaner. It doesn't produce quite so much, and you can see them because they're nibbling along on the stones. They're full of algae, so they're eating those. They're nibbling on the plants. He said, fish eat all the time. Don't worry about that. They're gonna eat the algae. But they really only need feeding every couple of days, so that's what I'm doing now. Better late than never. He said, yeah, I can have whatever, sort of. There was quite a few that I could have chosen from, and I thought, well, it'd be nice to have a bit of a splash of colour, because the Mickey Mouse ones we've got are white with just a little bit of red round the gills, so like red cheeks and a bit of black on the tail. So I thought splash of colour, so I went for some red swordtails. Swordtails come in all sorts of colours. They're called swordtails because the male has got on the back fin a sort of a long extension which does look like a sword, and they're actually more orange than red, but it was sort of the closest that I could find to go with my colour scheme. So I got one male and two females, unfortunately, so this was Monday afternoon, so we hadn't even got around to naming them properly or anything. Then I have some sad news now. So we had those unnamed male and two females in there, so I put them in Monday afternoon. By Tuesday evening, one of the females, the bigger one, funnily enough, was sitting in one corner of the tank, that's not a good sign for a fish. But I wasn't really sure, and I thought, well, it's the evening. We went, nobody was there all Tuesday. So, well, it's the evening. Let's see how she does in the morning, if she comes out or not. Because I wasn't really sure, what am I going to do with that fish anyway? Unfortunately, Wednesday morning, the kids came upstairs, and yeah, the fish is dead. So she was still on the bottom of the tank, but upside down. So, and she wasn't moving anymore, so I had to fish her out. So we're left with one pair, so I'm going to have to get one more female, because otherwise the remaining female is going to be chased by the male too much. And then we'll see how the tank's looking on Monday. I'm going back to get the water tested again, and we'll see how it looks then, and then hopefully I can get another three, and obviously another female. But yeah, the rest of the fish seem quite happy. They're all swimming around and amusing themselves, eating algae of various things. We've had James and Shillelagh, who've been following the saga of the fish tank, and they've made name suggestions. So that's what we're going with. So the male is called Eric, Eryk, in memory of Eric Lanigan, who used to be on the panel of British Tech podcasts, but sadly died a few years ago. He was very young, so it's a very sad story. So so we've got Eric there. And the female's called Joan. Not entirely sure after whom. So and they're getting on like a house on fire. So welcome to Eric and Joan. And and then more next week, hopefully. Right, and I'm running out of time, so thank you very much for listening, and until next time.